Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's poppin', my niggas? PSA Podcast. Salutations to all my common niggas, man. I love y'all niggas be. I'm rolling shotgun tonight because my nigga Watson, you know, he's dealing with the blizzard stuff in New York, preparing for that. You know what I mean? Shout out to my brother Watson, man. You know, I love you, my nigga. URL TV Traffic 3. Traffic 4. My buddy in Traffic 4. Pardon myself. I got a bad memory, y'all. I'm an old nigga. My bad. But nonetheless, this battle was on Traffic with other battles they had on this card. And I felt this was the best battle on the card during the pay-per-view. Once again, shout out to URL for blessing us with a March Madness slew of battles that they throwing our way. Shout out to them right quick. Once again, shout out to URL, for real. Let's be real. When we got the pay-per-view and before the pay-per-view, we all knew about the other matches on this particular card, the Tay Rock versus Disaster. We knew about JC and T-Top, yada, yada, yada. DNA, Rum Nitty. So we knew about those battles. But this battle was, like Smack said in the beginning of the introductory of this battle, this was a battle that I had tucked in. You know, Smack is known for doing that, Chess and Av. He's known to, you know, Mike P and Twerk. He's tucking battles in now when niggas come to the events, which I think is very dope. You know what I mean? Like I said, this battle was a surprise battle. Emerson Kennedy versus B-Dot. And obviously some people don't know who Emerson Kennedy is, who's not familiar with some of his previous work. And we all know about B-Dot. Let's be clear on this first off. Whether you think B-Dot won or lost battles, can we all agree that the man has no bad battles out here? Like, you might lose a battle, but was your performance bad? Was your bars terrible? Were you thinking to yourself, like, I never want to hear this individual ever rap again? And I think for all of us as battle rap fans, we never feel that way about B-Dot. I particularly don't feel that way about B-Dot. Yes, listen, I had Loso edge in that battle. I had A-Verb edge in the battle against B-Dot also. But that's not clear wins. Like, it's not a unanimous decision where 90% of the battle rap community is like, yo, such and such won that battle. You know what I mean? Off the rip, my dudes, round one, man, B-Dot. Emerson Kennedy wins the coin toss. He selects B-Dot to go first. And first thing B-Dot says is, B-Dot on URL, well, it's not a dream. What you heard is real. I'm one of the best in the game. Now, when he said, I'm one of the best in the game, is that true or false, y'all? Is that true or false? Is B-Dot right now one of the best in the game? Now, you hear best in the game. Not saying he's the best in the game. He's one of the best in the game. And it just goes back to what I said a minute ago, y'all, that I particularly feel that the man has no bad battles on YouTube. Like, none of his battles are terrible, my niggas. I'm feeling like Daylight versus Mike P. It's my time to shine because I earned the deal, except I'm only listening. I'm only licking the ground after the shot and his body dropped to confirm the kill. That was dope, man. The long nose, what it grew on me line was fire. When B-Dot was breaking down how Cali niggas give it up on the streets compared to maybe brothers in Utah, that was dope. But you know, URL Tricky. Yeah, they lied to the truth, bro. Tricked me into doing a PG. Yeah, they climbing a loophole. But it's cool, though. Give them kudos. They assist in a new Manute Bowl. Thought they was giving me a bounce pass. I turned this into an alley-oop, though. That was crazy. If I say we Warren G, I ain't talking about the nigga that put Snoop on. If I say we Warren G, man, RIP Nate Dogg, man. Regulators, man. Y'all niggas don't know about that, man. Just bugging, man. Nah, but yo, I like that, man. I thought B-Dot came out swinging, like line for line, word for word, no dry spots, no filler. The URL bow movements were solid. In order to television, you got to channel the inner wisdom and look at the contrast. That was crazy. When B-Dot got an Emerson Kennedy homeboy, Diesel, and addressed him, that was dope. All you do is troll on Facebook. Now your name makes sense. Diesel is only good in the post. Post in the post. Shaq and man, come on. B-Dot, that was wicked, dog. The ghetto chick arguing line was dope. B-Dot had a solid round for me, man. Come out the gate, solid round. I don't even care if URL, and I rock to URL so heavy, man. Shout out to P, shout out to Norbs, shout out to Smack, shout out to Beasley. I have no relationship or never talked to Chico, but respect to him also. You know, Chico seems to be like the, you know, in Cash Money, there's Baby and there's Slim. You never really hear nothing from Slim. You kind of be in the cut. And the same thing with Biggs and Rockefeller. You know, there's Jay, Dame, and Biggs. Biggs kind of be on the low all the time. You know what I mean? But I thought it was a solid round from B-Dot. Emerson Kennedy's first round, I mean, EK even acknowledged B-Dot's first round and said that was a classic round. So that's when you know you spend some fire when somebody hears your material, and I'm talking about his opponent, obviously, hears the material, and is like, yo, I got to give it up. That was a dope round. Like, you can't deny that round. You know what I mean? EK got on B-Dot for having a Street Fighter bar. When EK asked B-Dot, what are you in search of angle? I rock with that. What are you in search of, B-Dot? I like that angle. Because you're an activist on this rapping shit. But how do you prioritize eliminating guns and illuminating guns and all those rounds you glorify? Are you really repping their word? Like, I like that, man. Like, are you really repping their word? Like, I think sometimes we look at B-Dot like he plays both sides of the fences. And I say that respectfully. Like, it's almost like a Nas feel. Is it Black Girl Lost or Shorty Owe You for Ice? In a way, when people battle him. Or let's be real. We could all go back to the Cortez battle, y'all. We did not think B-Dot was going to take that angle he took when he went against Cortez. We didn't think he was going to go hoodie, blood, Pyru, you know, LA type talk. You know what I'm saying? We didn't think that at all. None of us did. You know what I mean? I felt like EK in his first round was attacking B-Dot in the sense of, bro, you know what I'm saying? Which one is it? Like I said, are you an activist? Are you claiming the street ties? Which one is it? Are you playing both sides? And I particularly like that angle from EK. When the community asks for action, are you too busy prepping for A-Verb? That was dope. Because you're making niggas' forehead split while your community losing lives to the same pump you threatened Cortez with. Listening to EK in this round sounded like a spinoff in a way how B-Dot got an A-Verb for not being there for his community. Like, there's a couple of times in this battle when Emerson Kennedy was rhyming, he was referring to a lot of stuff B-Dot said in the A-Verb battle. Like, obviously, B-Dot has a small sample size of battles. Obviously, the battle with Loso, I don't think that happened yet at that particular time. If memory serves me right, that battle didn't drop yet. You know what I mean? So he didn't go back to the Danny Myers battle. He didn't go back to the Cortez battle. He really focused on stuff that B-Dot was saying to A-Verb, but A-Verb was saying to B-Dot in this particular battle. You know what I mean? The celebrity overnight, all we hear is the violence through the end of it. That was crazy. The Biggie scheme, when EK threw in that, it didn't seem hot. I was on my B-Dot using big words to make up for lack of bars in his rounds. That was wild. I'm sorry for this. Let me say, I'm sorry for this. Ain't for the West. It's for the ancestors who never saw Malcolm versus Martin. Yo, and I have to say, for EK to throw that out there, this battle was like a Martin Luther King versus Malcolm X feel. Of course, Emerson Kennedy being Martin Luther King and B-Dot being Malcolm. Address B-Dot going hard body with the gun bars versus Cortez when they battle on King of the Dot. And, yeah, like I said a second ago, man, like when you watch that battle, like we expected B-Dot to go a different route, but that's not for him to go a certain route, and he didn't go where we expected him to go. And that's dope also when you're expecting somebody to do something and they don't do it. You know what I'm saying? In battle rap, that works sometimes. In hip-hop, I get mad at that. Like, stick to what y'all niggas know. You know what I'm saying? Neither here nor there. Address B-Dot. He really beat us in the head that B-Dot plays both sides of the fences. You know what I'm saying? And I felt that was going through the whole round for EK in his first round. He said B-Dot raps like all the niggas that he wants you to stay away from. That was crazy. Like, when he said B-Dot raps like all the niggas that he wants you to stay away from, that was kind of ill. That So Raven line was funny. And this is where EK really went into, you know, why is it support the black business comes to this rap interest? Because we've been building up black smack presence. Why he KOTDing dance sessions, shucking and jiving for organic, showing how B-Dot shook walk before we supposed to eat organic. Now watch him eat off you. Sometimes all that shit was crazy. I'm trying to remember the bars. My bad. That shit was crazy, man. And hold up. Did niggas peep when Beasley and Smack Face acted out line? One word. Priceless. Like, let's be real, man. When dudes are battling on URL and dudes are battling on King of the Dot and dudes are battling on RBE and dudes are battling on Bullpen Battle League, and when you're on those platforms and you take shots at the other leagues while you're on somebody's platform, every league owner loves that. Let's start acting like we've never seen RBE chuckle like people taking shots of Smack on his stage. Let's not act like Beasley and Smack did not love the lines that EK was saying about King of the Dot and Organic. Let's not act like, you know what I mean? Like, let's be real. UW, across the board, they love that. Keep taking a shot to the niggas, man. Rah, rah, rah. Like, keep taking shots, bro. They love that shit, man. They love it. You do my dirty work. You're speaking for us as league owners. You know what I'm saying? You know not to trust crackers with the K in the name of a business. That was wild. Practicing gun bars instead of practicing what you preach, like that. I like when EK put it out there. My nigga, listen, stop acting like you more hood than me and you more street than me. You don't know my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because I'm from Utah, you from Cali, you know, don't think you know me. You know what I'm saying? I was that ball. We said I was that bad black kid doing what the black mass did, passing rocks back to me. I was the original backpack kid or some shit. That shit was crazy. That backpack kid line, that was crazy, man. And listen, let's be real, y'all. As you're hearing Emerson Kennedy to people that's not familiar with him, what is going through your mind? You got to be like, yo, this boy is spitting right now because you. In everybody's mind, they probably thinking to themselves, oh, all right, it's a proven ground battle, if y'all want to label it that. But B-Dot is a favorite, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I came from the blocks where the cops plant something in your spot. So did PD's L.A. football, nigga. You get the charges whether you want them or not. That was crazy. Like how the charges moved out. That was crazy. If you watch football, you have to feel that. Shout out to my nigga Timbo somewhere in Cali right now. You know what I mean? Man, what's a dope way to finish that? That was a dope way to finish that first round, EK. That was a very dope way to finish that round. In my opinion, y'all, I got Emerson Kennedy winning that first round. Talk to me. I had Emerson Kennedy winning that first round. I'm not saying clear, but listen, y'all, I watch his battle on pay-per-view, obviously. You know what I'm saying? So I watch the battle at least five times, to be honest, on pay-per-view. Obviously, I don't want to break down the bars till everybody else who didn't get to watch the pay-per-view get a gist of the battle. So now we all watched it, and now we can have a discussion, a comment. Boys, y'all could tell us how, tell me how y'all feel about this particular battle. But for me, my G's, yeah, man, I got Sun winning this first round, bro. I really do. You know what I'm saying? The first round. Rounds, and that's not, I'm not taking nothing away from B-Dot's first round. But for me, I have Emerson Kennedy winning this first round. And I know this battle is very debatable. I don't think there's a clear winner, because once I give you the winner who I felt won this battle, there's going to be people that agree with me. There's going to be like, three, get the F out of here. What the hell are you talking about? You know, you know. So it's going to be that conversation. And I love that conversation. You know what I'm saying? I think this is one of the battles, to be honest with you, in my opinion, nobody really lost. But let's be real, it's battle rap. This is what we do. We talk about winners and losses, who we felt won. We break down bars. We talk about rounds. We talk about, oh, that was a dope bar. Sun won that round. That's how we do, man. We battle rap fans up here, man. Round two, B-Dot sets it off with a nigga get conscious and want to break me down. We got to go beyond that. You from Utah. You the most whitewashed nigga on smack. Right after that, B-Dot says, and I quote, getting back to this gangster shit. Getting back to this gangster shit. It's very interesting how B-Dot could go into the hood talk and go back. Avenues sound so dope, though. You know what I mean? Make them sound so dope. The Kennedy Lane angle was solid. The angle B-Dot took with catching with his dame, that angle he took, that was all right. B-Dot took some interesting angles in this round. Really went hard at Emerson Kennedy for being mixed, mulatto, white and black, and how confused it must have been for Emerson Kennedy coming up. In every one of your rounds, you attach a reference about one of your niggas who clapped. It's always, oh, you know, it's one of my niggas who did this and did that. You commentating on another player game, but never give us your stats. That was crazy. Like, my nigga, how you up there talking about what the next man doing? Man, R.I.P. to my nigga Guru, man. Shout out Gangstar. Y'all know how much I love Guru, man. Guru had a song called The Battle, right? And the reason I'm bringing up Guru, because when I heard this line, the first person I thought about was Guru. He had a line, he said, and I quote, son, you bore me with your war stories. You ain't even do them shits. So that's just more stories. So when you had B-Dot say, in every one of your rounds, you attach a reference about one of your niggas who clapped. It's always, oh, you know it's one of my niggas who did this and did that. You commentating on another player game, but never give us your stats. And Guru goes, son, you bore me with your war stories. You ain't even do that shit. So that's just war stories. That's the first person I thought about. Listen, I'm an old head. I love hip-hop, so y'all know how I do, man. But, yeah, I love that line from B-Dot. You know what I mean? He sent you on the attack. I'm on the defensive end. A nephew. Your Uncle Tom Brady about to get sacked. That little football thing he did, that was dope. The Jay-Z Kingdom Come, Fade to Black line, that was dope. Yes, nigga, you know I like them Jay-Z lines. B-Dot was on Emerson Kennedy's neck, man. Like, in the middle of this round going towards the end, man, I thought personally B-Dot was really coming at Emerson Kennedy head, man. When I started on the West, this was the cat to mention. You was a rapping henchman, but you've been moving backwards since then, acting different, stagnant, tripping. Everything about the average written, that trash you spitting, talks convention. Swear you put on for the West, only put on your best. Think it'll get you smack's attention. That was crazy, man. That was crazy. You know what I mean? Nigga, you went from a one-off to a PG. You another nigga slave. You got this backwards. It's not a PG. I did this off GP. Nigga, I'm the one who's getting paid. I liked all that talk, dude, I was doing in the second round, my niggas. Well, I swerve on my lane on a freeway street. We looked at this chart. Checked out your heart. I don't want to hear none of y'all murm that EKG. That EKG murm line, that shit was fire. Fire. Man, that was a solid round for B-Dot, my niggas. Let's start playing. That was a solid round for B-Dot. I like B-Dot's first round, but I really like B-Dot's second round. And Mr. Kennedy sets his second round off, a rebuttal out the gate. He doesn't want me to do Panther bars because I date a Caucasian. You scream that in my fucking face. Well, I date a white girl. You get a white girl. We both in a sunken place. That was wild. That was hard. I was rocking with that, Emerson Kennedy. And another rebuttal. He says, I'm only saying how with one of my niggas who got the blammer, you right. OG taught me never admit that shit on camera. That was wild. Ran off on the plug line was solid. He rebuttaled the JFK Kennedy line. That was dope. Man, this nigga Emerson Kennedy was on his Chef Trez. He tried to give us three of them things, y'all. You know what I mean? We was brought here on slave ships. Look, nigga, I'm the captain now. Listen, solid round from Emerson Kennedy. But for me, I got to go B-Dot. I got to give B-Dot that round, my niggas. I got to give B-Dot that second round, bro. I really got to give him that second round. I like this second round more than this first round, but that's not taking nothing away from his first round. Emerson Kennedy's second round was solid. It was good. It was really good. But I don't think it I didn't have the jazz face as much as I had in the first round. You know what I mean? Now I'll be going to the infamous third round, my niggas. And man, B-Dot, I'm pretty sure when you wrote this round, you knew this round would be talked about. You knew this was going to be a legendary round. Yes, Common Boys, three-letter man says legendary. Let me spell it out for you. L-E-G-E-N-D-A-R-Y. Yes, niggas, I can spell that legendary. I'm not going to mess up a word like Tay-Rock did with calendar. What up, Tay-Rock? But yeah, man, I thought this round was legendary, man. Yes, legendary. You know what I mean? This ain't even a competition. Look, my nigga, you charged with being a slave to the URL system. Think of this as a film inquisition. I'm about to give you a chance to make sure you don't dance around these topics during your deposition. This nigga's giving this nigga a deposition, man. A deposition? The Jerry West angle was fire. This couldn't happen to me. I'm very much a boss. They didn't want me to battle Core. They said, well, let him give you the other half back. Lion, that's a battle they couldn't block till they had to try to change the pitch. But I already scored six. Shit, I'm Barry with the toss. That was, he got, man, even Emerson Kennedy was like, that was fire. Yes, he said that was fire. When this cat B-Dot said, you stupid, you dumb? Like, what are they, like, you know when your moms or pops used to really get at you and say a name to you and be like, you stupid or dumb? And you really felt that when they said that? There was a lot of emphasis and oomph behind the stupid and dumb. And that's what I felt this nigga B-Dot there with that. You stupid, you dumb? Like, nigga, you stupid or you dumb? Like, you really talking to this nigga like, you know what I mean? That shit was bugged out to me, son. Listen, Smack's face says the tail of the tape, man. Because as he's going around, when I watch this on pay-per-view and I'm watching it again, like the rest of everybody now, it's just like Smack's grill. I don't know where Beasley was. He just was gone. I know Norms is on the side of the stage, like on his phone, like, all right, my nigga, let me call P and tell P your son. I don't know if we book and beat out after this. And I wanted to get into that in a second also. Because I see people saying that, you know, listen, it's all shits and giggles. We make jokes here. If you are URL, of course you book B-Dot. Dude, let's start. Hold on, y'all. Let's talk for a minute before I get into these bars and get into who I felt won this battle. Let's be real. You still book B-Dot, regardless of what he said was on stage. Yes, Mac, I know your facial expression sometimes was looking like, yo, B-Dot for real, my dude? You really open up Pandora's box and really drop in, you know what I mean? Like, this will be doing. But, yes, you try to get B-Dot back on that stage, my nigga. This is business. I'm a businessman, not a businessman. Like, this is business. Come on. You know how many dudes have said worse stuff to smack on social media and blogs? What? Come on. Niggas really think Smack and Beasley them is really tripping off that line? Come on, my niggas. I'm not buying that. Y'all niggas, I know it's shits and giggles, and we just doing this for fun, but come on, my nigga. Really? Really? You know what I mean? Listen, I just think B Dot stir around. Like, whoever heard this, I would like to know who heard this material. Like, who heard B Dot's round? Like, who did he spar with this and let him hear these rounds? Is it Danny Myers or somebody? You know what I mean? B Dot said, when I found fell heart, when he said, and I quote, "This ain't just about you. There's a few involved. West Coast niggas. What they do to y'all? This ain't food for thought. I mean, you sticking to the plate just so they can say, hey, y'all slept on it. We'll get it off at the break of dawn." That was wild. The NWA angle was fantastic. "We could have done the same thing to battle rap. Instead, y'all folded. Let out of town is coming here. Now we don't even have a hand in that." I don't mean to be the petty guy, but, you know, you're saying what the West Coast should have done. And, you know, well, why niggas didn't come together for that? I can get into that all day. I'm going to leave that alone because I like the West Coast brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? But are y'all saying there's no unity? King of the Dot? Yes, their home base is in Toronto, Canada, but, you know, they do battles on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? And you're there on the West Coast battling. Mr. Kennedy, neither here nor there. I didn't get into all that. We could have won LA. We could have won LA. I love that shit, man. This could have been magic. Instead, it's URL traffic. Tragic. But hold on to this. Why grasp it? This is the closest y'all gonna get to a West Coast summer madness. Yo, this nigga be that. Bruh, man, this is the cheapest I've ever been paid for a match. But I thank you for that. It ain't like I'm some king of a throne. I just guess King of the Dot treated me this way. Y'all treated Sharone. Oof. This is when you know you saying some ill shit. Once again, Emerson Kennedy's nodding his head in approval, like, dog. And I wonder what Emerson Kennedy is saying to himself right now. Like, I, you know, in my head, I got this battle 1-1 right now. You know, all I got to do is just come out of this alive. You know, I'm not saying he ain't spared no fire, but what he, I'm going to fight back in the third. But he's got to be thinking to himself, man, I didn't know this nigga was coming this angles. You know what I'm saying? The Sharone angle was dope and well put. And I know, listen, a lot of times y'all hear me do a show and I say people are not addressing the person that's in front of them. You know what I'm saying? And I really feel that way. Like, when you're battling somebody, you got a person. But in a sense, though, he was going at everybody. I felt B-Dot was going at everybody. Let's be real. We all listen to the bars. If we all listen to battle rap bars, he was addressing Emerson Kennedy by shit that he was doing in the beginning. The Jerry West battle, all that stuff was dope. But B-Dot at this point is battling URL, battle rap media, fans, common boys, leagues, and new fans. Let me slow that down for y'all again in my conceited voice. B-Dot is battling URL, battle rappers, battle rap media, fans, common boys, leagues, and new fans. The niggas peep when B-Dot said, "You back in the PGs, just being happy to be promoted. Y'all notice he retired from battle rap, get rehired by Smack, then get demoted." That angle was dope. And B-Dot is yelling, "You bogus," and Emerson Kennedy's like, "Facts." You know, he's saying facts to the part that he got demoted. So it's like B-Dot is like, he's in and out like double dutch. Like, he's going to Emerson Kennedy, then he's going at Smack and Leagues, and he's coming back to Emerson Kennedy. You know what I'm saying? The Money League owner's angle was dope. Saying nigga in an all-black crowd, that was crazy. Tay Rock, the name was called B. And me and Sean, shout out to my brother Watson, after that battle pay-per-view, we did a segment called, this is 3 months ago, you can go to the PSA podcast, it says, "Should Tay Rock and B-Dot battle?" And let me tell y'all why I decided we should do that segment at that particular time. it goes back to this third round. When I'm hearing this, Tay-Rock is what? Isn't when you think of URL, do we not think of Tay-Rock? Is Tay-Rock not Smack's number one gunner? Smack is, you know, Tay-Rock and Smack's relationship is well documented. You know, those guys are like brothers, man. They have a great relationship over there with URL and Tay-Rock. You know what I'm saying? And Tay-Rock, your name was called, my G. I'm not saying in any kind of disrespectful way, my brother. But in a sense, I mean, he's calling you a slave and all that was crazy. I thought B-Dot was tremendous in this round, man. You know? The L.A. should have been sponsored here. That was crazy. I mean, if you're a West Coast battle rapper, a West Coast fan, you have to be feeling this round. Man, not even that. Just a battle rap fan. Just a person that, forget what region you're from. Just, you know, I say West Coast because, yo, let's be real, it's in the West Coast. So for them, they're looking at like, wow, one of our West Coast brethren is really speaking on behalf of us. I wonder how the Soros feel. I wonder how Illmac feels. I wonder how Disaster feels. I wonder how Dumbfounded feels. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder how all those brothers feel here and all that. Heartless. Daylight. Danny Myers. Rum Nitty. KG the Poet. The list goes on and on and on. Geechee Gotti. Fucks with Geechee Gotti heavy, man. Let me throw that out there also. You know what I mean? Listen, I really like B-Dot's stir around a lot. And, you know, I was talking to Watson yesterday, and I'm probably going to do a part two to this also. I want to get him in there, but he's not in here because of the blizzard. But I just wanted to tell you how I felt about the battle. And then my brother and I would get back and get on our 1-2 and shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought B-Dot's stir around was tremendous. I've never heard no one attack. We've heard people, listen, Shotgun Shug had some words for Smack on stage. We've heard Clips have words for Smack. We've heard Lux. We've heard people have words for Smack. But not in this way where, to me, it stings. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, ooh, ouch. You know what I'm saying? So, really like your third round, man. And the third round, Emerson Kennedy. And here comes Emerson Kennedy with a rebuttal. Why you not starting your own battle league, B-Dot? Like, I like that. Like, okay, we could talk about what the West Coast should have, could have, would have done, but why you saying all this, what's the solution to the problem? And there's still no solution, even though you're discussing what the West Coast should have done. Talked about A-Verb and B-Dot. Talked about B-Dot and Round against A-Verb. He addressed that angle. One of B-Dot's rounds he didn't take too kind to. B-Dot, you were ODing with those gay angles versus Verb, my G. Emerson Kennedy was right. You was ODing with those gay angles against Verb. The single mother talk angle was dope from Emerson Kennedy, man. My mom was a single mom mother also, so I come from single mother when I was a shorty, so I appreciate that material, you know what I mean? You can tell EK, like I said earlier, he watched B-Dot and Verb a lot because he addressed that a lot. And EK was talking about some real-life reality rap bars, man. Real-life reality bars. I felt EK was basically saying, B-Dot, stop being judgmental, man. Stop being judgmental. This was a very, very, very dope battle. Very dope battle. I would give this battle 4.5 mics. I would give this battle 4.5 mics. This was a very, very dope battle. There was no slacking in this battle. And for a dude that just got his debut on URL and being from the West Coast and a guy like Emerson Kennedy, who we haven't seen in a while, listen, as much as we love B-Dot, I want to see Emerson Kennedy battle again. That's a fact. Listen, I got Kennedy winning the first round. I got B-Dot winning the second round. And I got B-Dot winning this battle 2-1. Now, before y'all kill me and say, oh, get out of here, 3. Listen, I'm just going off. And let me tell you why I got Emerson. Because it comes down to the third round, in my opinion. I saw somebody say Emerson Kennedy won the second round. I disagree with that. But it's battle rap. It is what it is. It's all opinion at the end of the day. That's why I don't kill nobody. Like, whoever y'all pick, I don't ever get crazy on somebody. Dude, I only scream on Watson. Because he be saying some wild shit sometimes. But nah, I gave it to B-Dot. I just felt like if I gotta watch your round over and over and over again, like the impact of it, and there's the impact of it. And yes, sometimes he was going in and out like double dutch and addressing Emerson Kennedy and going to smack and talking to leagues and all that, talking to Tay Rock. And listen, I'll be the first one to say it. When Danny Myers was talking about New Jersey Twerk, I had issues with that. But to me, the way Emerson, how the way B-Dot broke shit down, like everything matched to me, man. And that's why I got B-Dot winning this battle 2-1. Like Emerson Kennedy a lot. I cannot say if somebody say they have Emerson Kennedy winning this battle, I can't get mad. So, you know, and one thing before I go, I've noticed, man, hold on, because I want to be the first nigga to say this. Has anybody noticed that B-Dot has not talked about this battle? He has not retweeted this battle. He is promoting his music. That nigga is a different nigga, man. He's wired different. He's like the nigga don't even, bro, I see niggas tweeting B-Dot for the last 24 hours. And he has not responded to nobody. I text B-Dot. I said, B-Dot, what up, bro? B-Dot sometimes hit me back and say, what up, dog? He ain't even hit me back. That nigga is not trying to talk about this battle. I don't even care about battle rap. And let me say why I say that. And it's not an insult. He cares about battle rap when he punches in and got to get his Chris Brown on, get his 1-2-1. But he doesn't care about the shit that comes with it. Like, he's not... You know when they say niggas is in the streets? I'm not in the street, I'm in the street. That's him. That's B-Dot in a nutshell of me, man. But that's a nigga that I want to see battle again. I'm just surprised. The nigga has not talked about his battle at all. This nigga's acting like Sting in WCW in 97 when he went to the Scorpion shit. He went to the Black jacket and shit, had his face painted out, had his hair black and all that. Like, that's him. He's an outsider. B-Dot is an outsider, man. B-Dot is the type of nigga, it'd be the Super Bowl party at your crib, and while niggas is playing dominoes and all that, he's in a cut smoking a spliff by himself, just throwing it dolo. Like, dolo, you know, he's by himself. You know what I'm saying? Doing yoga or just meditating or reading the Quran. I don't know, my nigga. So, yeah, man, I got B-Dot winning this battle 2-1. This is a very dope battle, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Subscribe to the channel, PSA Podcast, home of Watson and Three Letter Man. Holler at your boys, man. You ain't know what it is, man. One!